City Girl, Country Boy by Fiona Kenshall. Read by Wayne Forrester. Tim lives on a farm in the country. He's a country boy. He's on his way to visit his cousin Anna in the city. She's a city girl. Anna and her mother are waiting to meet Tim at the train station. This is Tim's first visit to the big city. He's very excited. Tim is in Anna's flat, at the top of a tall building. He's very excited.
Wow! Look at all those buildings! Look at all those cars and buses! The people are so small! They look like ants from up here. You're really lucky, Anna.
It's midnight. Anna is asleep. Tim's in a big, comfortable bed, but he can't sleep. There are a lot of lights. He can hear a fire engine, some police cars, a big motorbike, and there's a helicopter flying overhead. The city is really noisy at night. The next morning, Anna and Tim are on the underground. Anna is taking Tim to a roller disco. There are so many people on the underground. It's dirty and crowded, and they can't sit down. They have to stand all the way to the roller disco. Tim is getting very tired.
Isn't it great? Says Anna. I come here every week with my friends. Isn't the music wonderful?
The music is too loud, says Tim.
Put on your rollerblades and let's go. But everyone is skating so fast. I can't skate that fast.
Did you enjoy the roller disco? Asks Anna.
It was okay. I'm so thirsty. I really need this drink.
What's it called? Asks Tim.
It's a Timbuktu twist. It looks great. How do you drink it?
There are no drinks like this in the country. It's getting late. Tim and Anna are walking home. They have to cross a big road. The light changes, so they start to walk across the road. Suddenly, a big yellow taxi turns the corner. It's going too fast, and it almost hits them. Tim isn't very happy in the big city.
It's time for me to go back to the country, says Tim.
I hope you had a good time, says Anna.
It was okay, thank you. It's your turn to visit me in the country next time.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Anna is visiting Tim in the country for the first time. Tim's father is driving them home from the train station. Anna is excited. She loves animals, so she wants to see the farm.
Welcome to the country, says Tim.
He wants to show Anna everything on the farm. At the farm, Anna takes some photos.
It's so beautiful here, says Anna. Look at all the animals.
Yes, we have cows, sheep, chickens, ducks, and a pony called Star.
You're so lucky, Tim.
Tim takes Anna's bags inside. It's 9 o'clock. Everyone except Anna is asleep. Her eyes are wide open, but she can't see anything because it's so dark. She can hear the farm animals. There's an owl at the window. It makes a sound like a ghost. Anna is afraid. There are not so many noisy animals in the city. The next day, Tim and Anna are outside, It's a beautiful day. Tim shows Anna how to ride Star the pony. Tim rides very well. It looks easy. Now it's Anna's turn, but it's not that easy. Star jumps around and Anna is a little afraid.
Hold on tight, Anna, says Tim.
Later, Tim takes Anna out in a boat. They are both fishing. Tim goes fishing a lot, but this is Anna's first time.
Are you sure there are fish in this pond? Asks Anna. I'm getting bored.
Bored? Just wait a few more minutes.
Wow! You caught a big one, says Tim.
The fish pulls and pulls. Tim wants to help his cousin, but Anna falls into the water.
Help! She says. I can't swim.
It's okay. The water isn't deep, says Tim. Just stand up.
Back at home in the city, Anna phones Tim.
Did you have a good time?
Asks Tim.
It was okay, but I prefer the city.
You prefer the city and I prefer the country, says Tim.
Yes, we're both lucky. See you, Tim.
See you, Anna. Goodbye.